September 13th, 2004. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's like a radio show, but without all that radio nonsense. It's a new weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
In spite of all the electronic effects they do drag in, virtuosity has almost become the rule.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Hey, home, I can dig it.
That was obviously Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles, as performed by Arthur Fiedler, conducting the Boston Pops. I absolutely adore that song, and in general, that entire album. The album is Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Play the Beatles, and it's greatness. Every single song on it is a gem. You can just listen to it over and over again without ever getting tired. Primarily because Arthur Fiedler has this way of arranging the songs to where they just explode. They become so big, you just have to stand up and throw your arms out. And I love that in music. Anytime that any song does that, you can almost count on the fact that I'll like it. Any song you stand up and throw your arms out, that's my kind of music. I love it. Anyway, so that was Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. And you should check it out right now. You can look for links on the Sounds of My Head website. You can get it at iTunes. You can buy it from Tower or pretty much anywhere that sells music except Amazon, apparently. So that song was a good way to begin this special classic/rock convergence episode of The Sounds in My Head. All the songs on this episode will have both a classical and a rock component to them in some way or another. The first one, of course, is classical music covering a rock song, which is kind of all the rage these days. Every band with even a minimal fan base has at least one, you know, strings tribute to insert band name here. But the Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops doing the Beatles was the original. That was recorded in the 60s. It was the first time classical music had been used to cover pop music. So that's a really landmark kind of record. And all the people who do it now are just petty imitators. Not to say that I don't like them, I'm just saying that they're petty imitators. All right, so up next, the Polyphonic Spree from Dallas. They are a band that does rock music with a lot of orchestral instrumentation. In this song, One Man Show, from their album Together We're Heavy, it's a good representation because it's got the rock component, but it's all very classical, you know, kettle drums and harps and flutes and violins and whatnot. So check it out, the Polyphonic Spree with One Man Show from Together We're Heavy. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head? name's Daniel.
He organizes the orchestras. He arranges the music. He plays. He sings. When you hear his music, you're going to join me in thanking him for his tremendous gift to his country.
I'm going to be your DJ this evening. That was Elvis Costello and his song Pluck One from his debut album as an orchestral music composer. The album is called Il Sogno, and it comes out next week. September 21st is the release date. You should check it out. It's the London Symphony Orchestra being conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, and he does a superb job with Elvis Costello's surprisingly good. I mean, you think like a rock band, like, you know, somehow I feel like, you know, what if Bruce Springsteen composed an opera? You know what I mean? It would probably suck. Elvis Costello, on the other hand, does it magnificently. So that was Pluck One, and it's a great song from that record, which comes out soon. You can download a sample, one track from it, on iTunes a little bit early, and, you know, of course, next week it comes out in full force. So look for that. It's really good orchestral music through and through by a rock composer. And up next, it's one of those trite imitator bands I was talking about. It's Stephen Avila doing a classical version of Weezer's Photograph. Worst of all, it's all synthesized. But that's all right, because it's that good. It's got that stand-up, throw-your-arms-out quality that Arthur Fiedler always brought to songs, which I love so much. So we're going to hear Weezer's Photograph as performed by Stephen Avila. And I'm sorry to say that you can't seem to buy this anymore. I thought you could when I started this whole show, but when I looked into it further, it seems that the CD is no longer on the internet where it should be, at WeezerClassicalCD.com. The site's gone. You can find it in the Wayback Machine. Look for links on the site. Maybe you can email him and he'll send you a copy. In the meantime, you can download this track as a standalone MP3 from the Sounds of My Head website. So while you're listening to it for the first time right here in this episode, go download it too, because it's a great little ditty. All right, so here we go. Stephen Avila and Photograph by Weezer. Thank you. that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Ensure Your Reservation by the Polyphonic Spree from Together We're Heavy, and the Ballad a la Rose by Andre Pop from his Pop Music CD. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or want your music heard or not heard on The Sounds in My Head, go ahead and send me an email at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, right here on The Sounds in My Head.